the Saturday Light Brigade, and I want to turn to Christine Pace first, if that's okay. Can I turn to you first?
Sure,
because
absolutely.
These guys are pretty special, I think. Do you want to tell us who you've brought with us from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Today we have Tom Dewar and his little brother Samir. Besides the fact that they're just a super, super special match, the reason we are honoring them and have them here today is because Tom is the Big Brother of the Year for the entire state of Pennsylvania. So across all the states, every Big Brother Big Sisters agencies put up who they think is the best representative, and Tom won for the entire state. And now he's competing for Big Brother of the Year for the nation. So each state then puts up their big brothers for the nation. So.
What are the criteria for being selected?
Well, I mean, the agency staff just gets together and talks about, I mean, we have so many amazing bigs. It's really hard to narrow it down to one person. But we just look for someone who has a great match, that they have a commitment to their little, to the program. Tom also does a lot for the agency. He owns a gym, and he's had events there for us. He is a great spokesperson. He's always talking about Samir and his match, and he's recruited several bigs, not on purpose because he's trying, or maybe he is trying to do it, but just his passion for talking about his little brother inspires others. And we now have several other bigs as a result of they're being inspired by Tom's match.
Well, that's terrific. And we're going to talk with Tom and Samir in a moment. I know there also was a big sister, little sister combination that is similarly the big little pair of the year, but they could not be here this morning because I think there's something very special going on in their life.
Right, absolutely. Lauren Sheeb and Shia are the big sister for the entire state of Pennsylvania. So this just shows what a great agency Pittsburgh has. Both of the bigs of the year are from the Pittsburgh agency, which to me, of course, is no surprise at all. But Lauren also, she teaches at Woodland Hills and is a coach for the Woodland Hills track team. So her track team made it to states. So she is up in Shippensburg with her track team and was unable to make the show today. But Lauren and Shia, another amazing representative of the work Big Brothers Big Sisters does.
Well, we want to congratulate them as well, and to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. It didn't really occur to me that of all the local agencies in Pennsylvania, you're the one with the two winners, and we'll be rooting for you in the finals as
thank you.
You go on. So Samir and Tom are here. Samir, how old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Dilworth.
Oh, what a great school. One of my coworkers' sons, she has one son. A coworker of mine has a son, and his name is Wyatt, and he goes to Dilworth. He I should know. He's either in second or third grade. You're probably what grade?
In fifth.
Yeah, and do you like it there?
Yeah, it's a great school.
Do you play a drum?
African drums.
Yeah, one of the great things about Dilworth, you've got a lot of kids that are into drums and percussion, and your principal, what is her name again?
Dr. Lamar.
Yeah, Dr. Lamar she's really great from what I've heard, and I know there are unity circles included in the school and just a great culture. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening, anybody in your family or any friends?
I want to say hi to my mom and my dad, all my friends, all of my good friends.
Excellent. You can name any friends if you want to.
my friend Amir, Quincy.
Great. And anybody, and if you think of anybody else, feel free to mention them. So we're going to talk to Tom in a minute, but tell me what it's like to hang out with Tom. What do you do together?
We do a lot of cool things, like go to his gym sometimes and have fun, and we go to places like Dave & Buster's, and we hang out, go to the park sometimes.
Sounds like a lot of fun. What was it like when you met each other?
It was weird the first time I met him because I was I didn't know what to say, actually. Cause it was my first time meeting somebody new. So I was like...
Yeah, let alone somebody a little older than you. And, you know, most people are like that when they meet somebody new regardless. So it's great that you had a chance to do that. Did you know after a while that you'd probably... I guess I'm asking you this because there might be some kids thinking that they might like to get involved and they might think it's scary or that it's not worth it.
It is worth it. You should try to take the chance to go and get a big brother and you guys will have a fun time.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's meet Tom. What was it like for you during that first moment?
I was a little nervous as well. I wanted to make sure that he liked me, I guess. You know, you don't know how someone, a kid that's not your own or you don't know is going to react to you. And but even though he was quiet, I think like instantly we connected pretty quickly. And they do a really good job matching people. So we were like a quick, like instantly great match. Like they found like a perfect little brother for me and I kind of knew it pretty quickly.
How long have you two been together?
We've been together for 4 years, a little bit over 4 years.
Wow.
So he was 7 when we met, and now he's 11, getting old fast.
Yeah, that's a long time. Now, you own a gym?
I do.
And where is that located?
I own Pittsburgh Fitness Project. It's located in the Lawrenceville neighborhood on 55th Street.
And it sounds like you sometimes spend time at the gym?
Yes.
And what do you do when you go there?
We work out, weightlift. Before we weightlift, we got to, like, do our warm-ups because you don't want to hurt anything. So you would, like, warm up, like, stretch your legs, like, walk around and, like, stretch your legs a little. But then me and Tom, we would, like, do it together. And then after that, we would use the PVC bars to, like, work on what we would do first. And then we would get the training bars out and then you actually do it.
So the PVC bars, are those lighter?
It's plastic.
Right. It's like a PVC pipe. So I compete in the sport of weightlifting, like the clean and jerk and the snatch that you'd see in the Olympics. And Samir had seen me do it on I was at the Arnold Classic last year and he watched it and wanted to learn. And he's now getting to an age where he can start to learn the technique, not go super heavy, but learn how to do it. But we want to make sure that, you know, with the light PVC pipe that's like weighs nothing, that he learns how to do it right first.
Yeah, that's a really, I've never, not that I know a lot about weightlifting or do it, but I know a little bit. I know a little about a lot. That's what you get with me. So that like allows you to develop form, right?
Correct.
You can slowly control, and you know I'm probably not doing it correctly at all as I'm moving my hands. But so you can develop. How do you do it? Do you want your palms up or down?
So palms are down.
See, I immediately put my palms up. So palms are down.
So weightlifting as a sport is the sport of taking a barbell from the ground to over your head.
Okay.
So like you'd see the guys in the singlets on the Olympics in the summer, they're picking out the heavy weight over their heads and bouncing all around. And
So you it's sort of like you grab it. Again, it's palms down.
Palms down.
And
make
you grab
sure
it.
Your hands are lined up like with the...
There you go.
With the bar, and how, what are your, well, tell me more, Samira, are your elbows bent or straight, or what do you do?
They can be, first you will have to, like, have a chest that's, like, you will have to have a strong chest, like, you have to breathe in, take a deep mm-hmm. breath, and then push to the floor, like, don't use your legs, but don't use them, like, you just want to sit there, and you want to pull it up, but use your legs to push to the floor, and once you do that, you'll be able to pick it up.
Okay, so you sort of, like, kneel, you get chest straight, and you kind of kneel, and you grab a bar. Ricky, do we have any PVC pipe around here? and then you get arms bent or straight?
Straight.
Straight, and then just a straight hinge?
Comes up your body. So,
oh, okay.
So it comes from the floor, and you stand up, and then
pull
as
it, up.
It comes up your body, your arms start to bend, and then you straighten back out.
Now, here's the problem I always have. Maybe, Samir, you can help me with this. So you got it up, and my problem is always what to do once I've achieved whatever I'm doing.
Like, once you get it up there, you would have to, if you're using, like, a training bar, and there's only like 10-pound weights, don't just drop it. You got to set it down. If it's like a real world bar, you can drop it because it's going to be more heavier and it's not going to.
Oh, you can
more.
Drop it. This it, might be my sport.
See?
This might be. I might need to start with like, let's see, kilos, kilograms, 2.2 kilograms per pound. Do I have that right? So if I use kilos, it'll sound like I'm stronger.
Right.
So maybe I'll start with 22 kilos. Which
right. So the bar itself is 20 kilos, and then any of the weights, you know, from there are, you know, depending on what color they are, correspond with how many kilos each plate is.
That sounds like fun. So have you tried real, like, are you lifting real weights too? Or
For deadlift, I am. Like, for anything else, like clean and jerk, I'm still using a PBC to still learn it so I don't hurt anything.
And like, tell me what a deadlift is.
It's like the normal steps that you usually do, like proud chest, push to the floor, and then just keep it up to your waist, and then once you feel like you can't hold it anymore, you just put it back down.
So you don't go above your waist. And how much are you lifting that way?
Like,
you've done like 130 pounds or something?
Yeah.
Like,
whoa, how much do you weigh?
Like 100 something.
I thought so. So you're lifting more than your own weight, which that's great. It's got to be fun to do that. So what other things? I'm sure you like to do other stuff besides hang out at the gym.
We go to the movies. We see a lot of cool movies.
Anything you saw lately that you really liked?
I like Moana.
Yeah, Moana. That was the.
What's that about? I don't know anything about it.
So it's about, I think it's a Polynesian island, and the princess needs to leave to go save her island from like famine or something. And then she meets the Rock, and the Rock is like a god, and they go and go travel across the ocean to help save their small island. It's pretty good.
Sounds like a fun movie. Hey, Samir, have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I got two plans. I was going to say, my first one was going to be an NBA player. If I don't make it, I was just going to get a degree to be a businessman for Tom's Gym.
Excellent. Well,
I like that idea.
Have you learned a little bit about the business behind the gym?
Whenever his gym like was still in the process of being made, I got to see like the walls and stuff, like all the, like whenever he was not building it himself, like with a couple of other friends. They were all working together to create the whole gym.
That's really cool. As I think about it, you guys have been together for 4 years, so you've watched Tom grow significantly.
He's watched me grow.
Yeah, and he's watched you grow. What a great thing to be able to do that. That's the kind of business you guys could become business partners.
Right.
He's already let me be the junior CEO.
Gets to count all the money.
Yep.
Is that what the junior CEO does? Counts the money and
yep.
Makes the investments. What's great? I want to give you each a radio patch here. You might have one of these because I know you've been with us before, but we have another one. We have some Youth Express buttons.
Oh, thank you.
That's from our Youth Express program. We have a pass to the Children's Museum.
Thank you very much.
I don't think you'll find any weights here, but if you go to the cafe and ask for Chuck, who's always here, Chuck is a weightlifter, so he could share with you. And we have radio patches that you can use. And think about if there's anything else you'd like to say or anybody you want to say hello to. I'm going to turn back to Christine so we can learn more about what's going on in the world of Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Sure. Just real quick, what came to mind when they were talking. First of all, Samir didn't tell you about his little career as a rapper. So
whoa.
I thought that's what he was going to say you wanted to be.
I want you to think about it, but if you want to rap on the radio, you're very welcome to. I'll find a beat for you if need be, or you can make your own beat.
You can find one.
Okay.
I do rap for my school. Like, I'm like me, like, and a couple of friends, like me, Quincy, and Amir, we all rap because, like, in the mornings, like Mondays and Fridays, we rap in front of the whole school. But that's a hard thing to do because it's like 500 people in our whole school. So
whoa.
That's why I'm like, we're rapping in front of kindergartners, first graders, second graders, third graders, fourth graders, and fifth graders.
Well, that takes a lot of courage to do that. So we'll find a way for you to do it. We'll find a beat. We might have to take a little break, but we'll find one. And I'm glad you mentioned that. What else is new at Big Brothers?
Well, and the other thing was, which came to mind when you were talking about them growing together, when they met, Tom was not in a relationship. And since then, you know, he met his wife and got married. And Samir, you know, played a very important role in his wedding. So it just shows how close they've become. And like you said, have grown together through the changes in both their lives.
Yeah, and we're all changing. You know, there's only one state of life where you're not changing, and that's at the very end of it, right? We're always changing every day. And I've never really thought about it in the big little relationship that the big's changing at the same time. Well, we're going to find a beat. We got the beat. Whoa, I know we've got it somewhere. So we're going to take a moment or two. We're going to find a beat. Samir, you just mentioned something as we were talking just before you were getting ready to start about, let's see, it's you, Quincy, Amir, rap together.
Yeah, we can rap all day, all night. Like whenever I talk to Quincy, that's the first subject that we can probably come up on is basketball or rapping.
Well, that's great. And then you were saying that there's a girl that raps with you also.
Uh-huh. She doesn't rap. She can rap, though. She can rap her butt off if she wanted to. But sometimes she doesn't, like, she's rapping. But, I mean, I don't know if she's still doing it, though.
What's her first name?
Kaima, I think.
I was thinking the other day, I don't know many girls that rap. I know they're out there, but
yeah.
Most of the people I know are guys. Is that your what you found too?
Yeah, that's from me hearing on YouTube. That's basically all the rappers are just like mostly all boys, like, and singers are mostly all girls.
Yeah, it'd be interesting for somebody to start a rap program for girls to try to level the playing field. So we have a beat that we found for you, which is designer Timmy Turner. And this is going to be our last official chance to talk. We're going to let you kind of end on a high note here. Did anybody have anything they wanted to say? Big brothers, big sisters, our state champions here in Tom and Samir. Anything else that we wanted to mention?
Just real quick, we have a new program starting up in the fall at Brashear High School. We call it Mentor 2.0. So it's a little bit more of like online educational focused mentoring. And we need 100 new mentors this fall. So anybody who might not have time to do the traditional program like Tom and Samir, where they go out together out into the community, this is a great opportunity because a lot of it is done online and interacting with your little online. So
if you were listening last week at this very time, you heard 5 students from Pittsburgh Brashear, and you know how great they were. And here's an opportunity for you to mentor students at Pittsburgh Brashear. Anything else you wanted to mention, Tom?
When Samir was talking earlier about his match experience, and he mentioned, like, don't be scared of getting a match. I was that kid at 10 years old that went to a Big Brothers Big Sisters event and backed out because I was a little nervous about getting a mentor. So if you're a kid and you're nervous about it, sign up. And if you're an adult and you're nervous about it, sign up twice and bring a friend. Super rewarding, and it's awesome. And we need more matches all the time, especially dudes, because there's a lot of little boys waiting for mentors.
So we need to get dudes to, you know, in addition to rapping,
right.
they need to be a big brother.
Women volunteer so much more. They the women of Pittsburgh kick butt in that regard. But, you know, guys, we're falling a little short, and there are a lot of little young men that really need a positive male role model in their life. So you got a free weekend every other weekend or so, and you want to help somebody out and help yourself out a little bit, sign up, because it'll be the best thing you ever do.
Excellent. Cheryl Jones says hello to all three of you. She is listening. And Samir, do you need to set this up at all, or do you want to just go right into it? Do you need to tell us anything?
No, nothing. Just
okay. I'm going to get us ready. I want to be sure I don't make any mistakes. So we'll start the beat, and I will thank you for being here very much.
Okay. I'm gonna rise up, you know I'm on my grind. I gotta stay hard, I gotta stay in school. Yeah, I'm gonna be working hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm with my buddies, and we rap all clear. Yeah, I can do this. Yeah, well, I work all the time. I work up on my rhymes, cause I rhyme every time. Yeah, I go to Pittsburgh, Dilworth, and I gotta rap. Yeah, yeah, cause it's my destiny. You know I gotta chase my dreams. Chase my dreams wherever I go. Yeah, you know you gonna have haters, but they gonna fall off. Cause you know you gotta keep your head high all day. Yeah, okay. Yo, you gotta keep your head high. And you don't gotta worry about all the haters. Worry about on staying on task in school. Don't worry about the haters, cause they know you gonna hate. Yeah, you gotta stay cool, stay in school now, cause you already know you gonna be cool. So just keep your head high all day, every day. Yeah, stay on your grind, do whatever you need. Yeah, we are turning up to the sixth grade. Yeah, I'm with my friends, Quincy and Amir, cause you know they gotta stay up on they ball, on they grind all the time, cause you know they always gonna be rhyming.
Samir, unbelievable.
Holy moly.
Thank you for being with us. Everybody's jaws are dropped here. Well done.
Yes.
And I hope we'll see you again. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. BBBSPittsburgh.org is where to go to get more information.